the video I looked at first.
Yeah. It's actually going this time?
Yes. Yeah.
It's going. One last question. Mm-hmm. How did the 9/11 attacks affect you, and where were you when the attacks happened?
I'll never forget. I was teaching high school in Orono, and I was in an American Lit class, and the teacher next door, we had a connecting room, and she came in and told me to turn on the television, and so I did, and it was video, they were showing video over and over again of the Twin Towers, and the kids were very quiet, and some of them were crying, and I turned it off. It was very upsetting to me, and I didn't want to watch it. And a lot of the kids were upset because all the other classes were watching it, and they wanted to watch it, and I just didn't want to see people falling from a building or think about how that was going to impact their families or whatever, and so I opted not to watch it, which was not a popular choice. A lot of kids were upset with me.
Can you tell me about your grandparents?
Sure. My grandparents on my mother's side, my grandma was from an Irish family. Her name was Eileen. And my grandpa was from a French family, and his name was Lauren Labar. And they lived in North Dakota, and they were sunflower farmers. And then my dad's side, my grandma's name was Sally, and she was born and raised in Roswell, New Mexico. And she came from a Mormon family, a very traditional Mormon family. And my grandfather was originally from North Dakota as well, a teeny tiny town called Fairdale. But they lived most of their life in Santa Barbara until my grandma died. And then my grandfather came back and lived in Minneapolis.
Can you tell me about your great-grandparents?
I don't really know much about my great-grandparents. My mom's side, both sets of grandparents were in, or great-grandparents stayed in Europe. And on my dad's side, I've never heard anybody talk about them. I don't know much about them at all.
Tell me your favorite memory of me.
Whew, my favorite memory of Beckett. Well, there's so many. My favorite?
Favorite.
Oh my gosh, I can't think of just one favorite moment. A favorite memory, just because it was cute or funny,
memory that stands out to you.
Yeah, is when you fell and hit your chin, because I was way more upset than you were. You were just more confused, and I think you were afraid you were going to get in trouble. And when we took you to the doctor, you were just so brave because they had to put shots in your chin. And the nurse practitioner was very, very pretty and very sweet, and she had to put all these shots to numb your chin. And you didn't even, like make a sound or, like, get tears in your eyes because you were trying so hard to be brave, and it was really cute.
Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
In my life?
In your life.
Oh, goodness. I think the most difficult moment was a few years ago, and I was having a really difficult time managing work and the rest of my life, and I was having a lot of anxiety attacks and not feeling well all the time, and felt like I wasn't involved with you and Aspen because I was always feeling crappy. And so I made the decision to not go to work, which was very, very, very hard for me because I've always been a hard worker and, like, proud of the work I do. But I just had to make a choice, and take care of myself.
Can you tell me about one or two people who have been the biggest influences on your life?
Sure. I think Daddy has probably been the biggest influence on my life. I'm very black and white and a perfectionist, and I have a difficult time accepting when things don't go how I planned. I want everything to be like listed out and ready, and Dad is much more relaxed and has like taught me to like not take myself so seriously and to let some things go that really don't matter. And the other person probably would be my friend Nicole. She's just one of those people that you can tell anything to and spend lots of time with, and she's very ambitious and hardworking and kind, and she kind of keeps things in perspective for me.
Can you tell me about a teacher or other adult that had a big impact on your life?
Sure. My favorite teacher, Mr. Cantor, I had for 11th and 12th grade advanced placement literature and advanced placement language, English, and he really just kind of took me under his wing, encouraged me to go to college when I wasn't really thinking about going, helped me fill out college applications, paid for my college entrance fees, and we've stayed in touch ever since, and he's just always been kind of this voice of confidence. He always says he's proud of me, and you know, that's been a long time, and to still have him in my life is very important to me.
What advice would you give your teenage self?
Oh, so many things I would tell myself. I spent a lot of time in high school worrying about being perfect, like having perfect homework and having the best test score and playing sports the very best and being popular and dressing just right and wearing my hair just right. And I was so worried all the time that I kind of didn't just enjoy being a teenager because I was too busy fretting about how to be the perfect teenager. So I would just tell myself to, like, chillax, man. Just, like, relax. It'll all be okay.
Can you tell me about someone who has been particularly kind to you in your life?
Someone who's been particularly kind to me. I would say my friend Sarah Bjornsson. She has a very fortunate background. She comes from a very wealthy family, but she's so humble and just really grounded. And she doesn't live flamboyantly, even though she has so much money, but she's just very kind and generous. She wants to make sure I'm okay. She's planning a trip for her and I to go to Greece because I lived there and she wants to experience it with me, and she's paying for everything, which is just like an amazing gift.
Are there any positive memories that you can think shaped you who you are today?
I'm sure there is. I think growing up with a military father and moving all over, and just seeing how lots of different people live and how family definitions change and environments change and language and culture, all of that combined experience made me, I think, a much more kind and empathetic person than I might have been otherwise. So even though it was difficult at times, I would never take that back.
Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most?
Probably my grandpa on my dad's side, Vernon. I didn't get to spend a lot of time with him because we grew up overseas, but of all my grandparents, he was the one I knew the best, and he was this very interesting person because my dad and my aunts thought he was very hard and disciplined and kind of selfish. They like, didn't really take a lot of time with them when they were younger. But with me, he was very patient and kind and funny. We would joke a lot and play cards a lot. I was impacted a lot when he passed away from leukemia.
Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
One of my happiest memories Yeah, I think I'm just trying to think back, like when I was more your age. But my senior year, we were living in Holland, and my best friends Shannon and Kathy and our friends Rich and Eric, our parents all got together, and as a surprise for our senior graduation present, they gave us a trip to Crete. Just the kids, no adults, and they rented us a house. And we just had so much fun exploring the island and got rented mopeds and ate out at all these delicious restaurants and just went to the beach every day, and it was just really fun.
Can you tell me the dumbest thing you've done in your life?
Oh God, the dumbest?
The dumbest.
Oof. Dumbest thing I've done in my life. There's so many. Oh Lord. Probably in high school, I got in a series of fist fights. I was very angry because we moved around so much and I had to keep leaving my friends. And at a certain point, I just decided to do everything I could to make my parents mad. So I would get in big fist fights and I got kicked out of boarding school. I had to go home and take the bus back and forth to boarding school every day. I had to spend 2 hours there and 2 hours back every day instead of going to boarding school and coming home on weekends.
What are you the most grateful for?
I am most grateful that my children are kind and generous and funny people. I always thought I would be a successful parent if my kids were just kind to other people and self-reliant, which they both are, and just not assholes. I just didn't want asshole children. Probably don't say that in your thing.
I can quote you.
Oh no.
How would you like to be remembered?
I think I will be remembered as being very neat and tidy and organized
Yeah.
and maybe a little demanding, like in wanting things my own way. I hope that's not actually how I'm ever. I hope that I'm remembered for being like funny and kind and sarcastic would be okay. I'll take sarcasm. But for the people, I have a very small circle of family and friends, but for the people who are in that circle, like I would do anything for them. And I guess that's what I'd want to be remembered for.
Do you have any regrets?
Do I have regrets? I regret that when I lived in Europe, that I didn't travel more than I did. I mean, I traveled a fair amount, but there's this huge list of places. It's like, why didn't I ever go there? I wish I had gone there. And now I wish. I don't ever wish that I was like ridiculously wealthy. I'm perfectly fine having a simple life. The only thing is, I regret not having enough money to take you and Aspen, like lots of different places. Like, you know, I wish I could take you to Greece where I grew up or to England where I grew up. But who knows? Someday maybe we'll win the lottery.
Tell me the story of how you met Dad.
I met Dad before my college freshman year even started. I moved into the dorms, and across the hall from me, my RA lived, Vicky Zigweed. And Dad and Vicky were juniors, and they had dated their freshman year. And Dad just stopped by to say hi to Vicky, and she wasn't home. So he stuck his head in my door because it was right across the hall from hers, and we just started talking. And he was really funny and nice, and then he just kept coming back. He just wouldn't stop coming back. And then we just were good friends, and then we just started dating. It wasn't even like a, he didn't like ask me out on a date. We just were just all of a sudden dating.
Tell me about the day I was born. How did you feel for the first time you saw me?
Oh, okay. So you were a planned C-section, so I knew exactly the day and time I was going to have you, which is always a little weird. So I got up, we went to the hospital. I'd had your sister by C-section, so I kind of knew what to expect. And I just remember when you were born, you were very quiet. You didn't like really yell or carry on. And it was Easter Sunday weekend. It was Saturday, but it was Easter Sunday weekend. And everybody's like, can we leave and go eat ham? And I'm like, sure, that's totally fine. Mostly because I hated sharing you with everybody, so I just kind of, like, cuddle with you and hold you. And you were bright orange. You looked like a Oompa Loompa. You had Billy Rubin, and you, I mean, you were orange, like so orange. And I just remember thinking, he's super cute, but I hope he doesn't stay orange his whole life.
What was I like as a child?
You were, and still are, funny and super cuddly. You've always had this funny knack of, like, just making things kooky or weird. When you were really little, you were a climber. You climbed on everything, and you'd like to take things apart and try to put them back together to figure out how they worked, whether it was toys or toasters. Like, I don't know, you were just so intrigued by taking things apart. But sometimes you couldn't put them back together. So hopefully that improves if you decide to be an engineer at some point. But mostly you were just funny and cuddly. You love to cuddle. You love to be under blankets. You loved your kitties. Your sister, you actually really loved and wanted to play with her and do everything she did when you were really little. You've kind of grown out of that a little bit. You've always wanted to love the cats. Like, oh my God, drag them around like they were baby dolls. You still do that.
How has being a parent changed for you?
Before I was a mom, I was like 100% all the time teacher. Like, I was just, it was so important to me to be like the best teacher I could be. And I always had to have everything just so. Like, I know it's hard to imagine that I was more picky about how the house was clean and stuff, but I was having you and ask, and like, I had to totally relax. I couldn't be like super mom, super housekeeper, super everything. So I had to give up a little bit on all of that.
If this was to be our last conversation, is there anything you want to say to me?
If this was our last conversation? Well, I can't. That's a horrible question. I'll start crying.
Fine. I can skip it.
I just would say that I'm so proud of the person you are. You're just super funny. You are. Like, I always tell people you're the funniest person I know. Like, you really are. You just have this quirky sense. Maybe we have the same weird sense of humor, but I just find you hilarious. More than any other person I've met, and I think you're super smart. And even when you're a pain in the ass, if I'm feeling crappy, like, just cuddling with you or a hug from you makes everything better. Now you made me cry.
That was the last question.
Good, because now I'll cry the rest of the time. Now I do. Did I pass?
You passed.